Reality lies in peaceful repose. I'm feeling very confident about you, never wondering how you are. I just know how full of composure and vigor you are. And that mind of yours? Why, it is the mind we call God. That is why your mentality cannot be confused or frightened for a moment. This is why your thought is continuously calm and keen. Yes, there is no one with more courage and better balance and fuller understanding of herself than you. Your thought is steady and penetrative. There is not a ruffle throughout your being. You are a princess, mentally and soulfully, as well as bodily. How silly are those insinuations of confused or lost mentality? Why, mind is God. Yours is. Hence it is that you have such faith and dominion, and you have them right now and cannot lose them. I am negligent enough in writing you, though every day I silently tell you what a wonder you are, and how graciously and gallantly you are swinging along. High-strung folk like you and me must be careful to keep our temperament serene and mellow. If we allow it to go on rampage when we see the favoritism, injustice, rivalry, and the like going on about us, our emotions burn us up. If they only scorch the fellow who is to blame, we should not worry, but the conflagration is confined to our establishment. Sometimes relief does not come immediately. Then people ask why and even get restless. But the Almighty cannot be hurried. Time enters into His plan for building a tree and even for bringing out lasting health and success in His people. So we patiently work and wait, knowing that no effort is wasted. Keep reminding yourself that the Eternal springs into visibility as you. In so doing, He retains His perpetual qualities of health, confidence, and resourcefulness. Hold this truth steadfastly. Amplify it. Thereby you pronounce the healing word of God. This same Eternal springs into visibility in your business and family and personal affairs, giving them a right direction and movement. Thereby are success and peace of mind ensured. This is prayer, for as Emerson says, prayer is the contemplation of the facts of life from the highest point of view. Who said there was a loose screw in your thinking or anywhere else in your makeup? You are perfectly put together. The great architect saw to that. And that benign power, animate and intelligent, which upholds the earth and spins it about in the heavens, holds you up in full vitality and composure. No doubts, no wavering, but complete confidence and conviction. No wonder you feel like getting about and taking hold of projects that need to be put over, and this in your good old-fashioned way. A person with your stability and equipment can certainly walk up to that speaker's desk on every occasion and give a good account of herself. Fear and nervousness are nonsense. You have the confidence and the capacity you need for the assignment. Take hold of yourself and proceed, knowing that you can do all things through vital principle that sustains and directs you. I will give you a boost or two. You will not need much help. Do not believe for an instant that there is any hostility in the audience or elsewhere that can confuse omniscient mind, that mind within. It does the talking and the reading. Rejoice that because of that support, no adverse circumstance can interfere with your performance.